This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show, live from the Mecca where the Bucks take on the Celtics tonight. I saw guys just ran to the restroom during the break, guys already on the court, shooting around, trying to familiarize themselves with new old settings.
I was going to tweet this out, but we had problems. But Gary and I went up just here to the top of the stairs to kind of see what was going on over there. Thon Maker and DJ Wilson were both out there working early. With Coach Sweeney and some of the other coaches out there on the floor. So
yeah, there's a bunch of guys out there now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, the number has grown.
There was two out there prior to the last break.
I saw about a dozen guys out there currently, and joining us currently on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as you heard Big Voice Guy say, that guy who covers the Bucks for the Racine Journal-Times, WolfelsPressBox.com, and us here on The Fan, it is Gary Wolfel. We just call him White Gary around these parts. How are you this afternoon, White Gary?
My Racine neighbor.
Sorry, what was that?
I said my Racine neighbor, Gary Wolf. I love this guy.
Down the block, if you want to get closer.
Gary, what's the latest you're hearing on Eric Bledsoe?
Oh, it's pretty much what I reported. I don't know if you had a chance to see my story this morning, but the Bucks are one of many teams that have expressed interest in Eric Bledsoe, which is understandable. Bledsoe's, you know, a pretty darn good player. The guy is a scoring machine when you let him go, and I think the last 4 years consecutively he has scored at least 17 points or more. So the Bucks are definitely interested, but again, so are a lot of other teams.
All right, so let's talk about this for a second here. I mean, in your story, you talk about Brogdon with a foot issue when he was in college, and some in the organization may still fear that being an issue with him, and that might be a reason why they would trade him at this point. My issue with this deal is, and the reason why I don't want to move Brogdon is, Bledsoe is a year and a half rental. That's all we're talking about here. He's been a malcontent seemingly everywhere he's ended up his career, and he ended his career in a given city where he wanted out to go somewhere else. So you can't imagine he sticks around here long term. He's not a shooter. He doesn't fit what they need right now. Unless it's for long term bad contracts like Dellavedova or Henson or Teletovic, if that's what it is, fine. But I'm not giving up any young pieces for Eric Bledsoe at this point.
Yeah, and that's why the Bucks, at least as of yesterday, were offering Matthew Dellavedova,
who's
27. And, you know, that makes sense from the Bucks standpoint, but there's no way in heck that Phoenix is going to pull the trigger on that.
What do they think they're going to get? What leverage do they have, Gary? He doesn't want to be there. They sent him home. They don't even want him in Phoenix with them. I think he's back in Alabama. What leverage do they have? You don't want him trading to us or anybody else. You want the moon? Fine, then pay that dude to sit home all year and get nothing out of it for him. I mean, I don't think they have any leverage.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from, but I have seen over the years that malcontents, if you can play, they'll pay the price for you. And they might say, hey, the reason that he's been, you know, somewhat of a malcontent is that he's in a bad situation. So, you know, the Suns have been dreadful the last couple of years, and they've already lost two games by more than 42 points. I mean, if you can believe that. So, from all accounts, he's a pretty decent guy, though.
Hey, Gary, I want to ask more about the way Giannis is playing, but I guess Gary, the other Gary, wants to ask you more stuff about Giannis. But don't you? We went to the home opener, me and Gary, and it just feels like. It just feels like the Bucks want to do something to upgrade this team, and they're trying to figure out how to make contracts work. They're just not satisfied with this team, or it's too early to start adding players.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, they would have loved to have done that during the offseason. I think a lot of the people in the organization thought Greg Monroe was going to bolt, that he was going to opt out of his contract. And I think there are some people in the organization that were hoping that would have been the case, and then they could have used that money to go out and get some other players. But obviously he hung around. But, you know, the Bucks have only so many chips in which to play with. And, you know, there had been talk about Jabari Parker at one point. Well, Jabari's hurt now. And nobody's going to touch him for a while. So it'll be awfully difficult. And that's why with a guy like Bledsoe, I think if you have an opportunity to get him, you have to go get him.
So what would you give up then, Gary? What's the word out there to make this happen?
Well, everything I keep hearing is Malcolm Brogdon, you know.
So would you give up Malcolm Brogdon?
Depending upon his foot situation. If his foot is a major concern, like I have been told it is, then I definitely do it. If it's not, then I stick with Brogdon.
Hmm. Talk about this foot situation like this is a career threatener. I mean, is that what we're talking about here?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but everybody I've talked to said it's, you know, definitely concerning. And some teams, as I noted in the blog,
right,
took him totally off the draft board, you know? So if they took him off the draft board, obviously it's got to be of major concern.
See, I look at it this way.
How you look
you
at
play,
it?
How you look at it, Steve?
You play 82 games a year, right?
Yeah, 82.
So if you say, okay, because of his foot, he's going to have to miss 6 to 10 games a year to rest extra, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Then fine.
Yeah, I mean,
you missed, what, four games last year or something like that?
Yeah. Again, I don't know the precise details of the injury, but one guy said, hey, you might have a Bill Walton-type injury on his hand.
That's
there.
Crazy.
If that's Bill Walton-type, then you're in trouble.
Well, that's different, though. But wouldn't Phoenix know that? Didn't they do their draft homework on this dude, too?
Sure. Well, I mean, the Bucks did, too, and they still took him. So, you
right.
know, it's a roll of the day. I remember, you guys probably remember this. Remember when Sidney Moncrief came out?
Right.
And everybody is so concerned about Sidney Moncrief's knees that he could only play 2-3 years. And obviously he played a lot longer than that and was a very good player. So you do have to take this with a grain of salt sometimes.
That is Gary Wolfler, our Milwaukee Basketball Insider. Find his work inside the Racine Journal Times, RacineSportsZone.com, and WolfelsPressBox.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at Gary with an E. Wolfel, and he joins us every Thursday here on the Big Show. Always appreciate it, Gary. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Yeah, sounds good. Have a good time, you guys.
All right, buddy.
Gary Wolfel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.